This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The U.S. has vetoed a United Nations resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The vote was 13-1 in favor of a ceasefire. The U.S. was the one.
We do not support calls for an immediate ceasefire,
which Deputy Ambassador Robert Wood says would simply help Hamas keep ruling Gaza.
This would only plant the seeds for the next war.
Echoed by Israeli Ambassador Gilad Erdan.
A ceasefire means that the suffering of all will carry on.
The vote came after Palestinian UN observer Riyad Mansour pleaded for the fighting to stop.
In the name of humanity, in the name of justice.
The Security Council held the emergency meeting after Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned of a humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza without a ceasefire.
We are at the breaking point.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Some of the about 200,000 Israelis evacuated from communities near the border with Gaza and Lebanon say they have nowhere to return to. Linda Grantstein reports from near Jerusalem.
Many fled their homes immediately after the Hamas attack with nothing but the clothes on their backs. Volunteers mobilized to collect and distribute thousands of cartons of clothing, toys, and household items for the evacuee centers. Children have been integrated into local schools, and a nursery school has been opened inside the hotel. One of the teachers says the children seem calmer and happier now, 2 months after the October 7th attack. The Israeli evacuees say they are anxious to move back home, even though they recognize that it may take a long time, if ever, to feel safe in their homes again. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Ma'aleh Hamisha, Israel.
For more on these and all the stories we are covering 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. A 17-year-old Ethan Crumbley was sentenced to life in prison for the shooting deaths of four students in 2021 at Oxford High School in Michigan. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
I am a really bad person. I have done terrible things that no one should ever do.
A judge rejected pleas for a shorter sentence and ensured Crumley will not get a chance for parole. He spoke before he was sentenced.
It may not show it now with only 2 years of records, but I am trying. And all I want is for the people I hurt to just have a final sense of culpability that justice has somewhat been served.
The court also heard from victims' families. Nicole Beausoleil's daughter was killed.
Forgiving is a choice. I choose not to forgive you for the choice you made.
His attorney told the judge Crumley deserves an opportunity for parole after his sick brain is fixed through counseling and rehab. I'm Ed Donahue.
Taiwan's defense ministry says it has spotted a Chinese surveillance balloon in the Taiwan Strait along with a large-scale movement of military aircraft and ships. It says the balloon passed over the northern port city of Keelung on Thursday night, then continued east before disappearing. Taiwan has threatened to shoot down such balloons, but the ministry did not say what, if any, action was taken. It also said that as of Friday morning, 26 Chinese military aircraft and 10 Navy ships were detected. It said 15 of the aircraft crossed the median line that is an unofficial divider between the sides, but which Beijing refuses to recognize. The International Olympic Committee says some Russian athletes will be allowed to compete at the 2024 Paris Olympics. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The decision confirms moves the IOC started 1 year ago to reintegrate Russia and its military ally Belarus into global sports, and 9 months after it urged sports governing bodies to look at ways to let individual athletes compete. However, it's up to each Olympic sports governing body to assess and enforce neutral status for individual athletes who've not actively supported the war. For example, the toughest stance has been taken by track and field's World Athletics, which has excluded all Russians from international competition since the invasion started in February 2022. Russia's often insisted that any restrictions on their athletes are politicized and unacceptable. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A federal appeals court in Washington has upheld a gag order on former President Donald Trump in his 2020 election interference case, but has narrowed the restrictions on his speech. The three-judge panel's ruling Friday modifies the gag order to allow the Republican 2024 presidential frontrunner to make disparaging comments about special counsel Jack Smith. Prosecutors say the restrictions are necessary to shield potential witnesses from harassment and threats inspired by Trump's incendiary social media posts. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.